very much for letting me come and have a word. I really appreciate it. Tom, could you just say, please, for the tape, your full name and your date of birth?
Thomas Gavin Michael Sweeney, 25th of July, 1940.
Thanks very much. And we're at Mr. Sweeney's house in Mapperley. I'm John Beckerson. Tom, could I just ask, I know you've been to Allenmouth many times, can you cast your mind back to that very first time when you first came and saw the island, and when would it be, what was it like?
It was a family holiday, wasn't it? When we all went, me, Jacqueline, did Annie go with us?
Mum, yeah.
Yeah, Jacqueline's mum.
My sister.
It was a big family holiday. And it was
two children,
weren't there? Yeah, then Linda come week after.
Yeah, my sister came as well.
And sister come week after. You know, it was gorgeous weather. It's absolutely fantastic. And on the second week, the TT race has started.
How old would you have been at the time?
25, something like that. I had motorbikes all my life, you see, and when that started, that was it. I'm never off the island then. I've been as many as four times in a year.
That's amazing. Any chance you could just turn the chimes off on the clock because it picks up on the tape? Yeah. Thanks. So you've been over about four times a year, wow.
Well, I don't know how to do it.
Oh, don't worry, if you can't, it doesn't matter.
Sorry.
It's all right. So going back to that first holiday, can you tell me about what made your family decide to come? Had they been before?
So, Mum had been years and years and years ago, but that was just a refreshing memory to her. But it didn't console her, did it? We just really had a lovely time. It was so peaceful and no hassle, and it was just steady away life. You know, we really enjoyed it. And as I say, the second week, which we didn't know about at the time, the motorbikes were on, you know, and then that was it. And say, I went four times one year, didn't I? Mm. And I go to a wedding, so a funeral, not a... I went to Grand Prix, didn't I? Oh, no, three times. I went to
TT.
Yeah, TT, Southern 100 and Manx, three times one year.
Was that first visit, was that what fired you going about the bikes?
Yeah, then... Yeah. I've never been without motorbikes, sort of thing, but I mean that really did send it on. Then a couple of years after, we all went back again, didn't we, for an annual holiday, you know, apart from the bikes. But I still went for my motorbikes, like, and I used to go twice a year for many years, you know, TT and Manx. Then as you get old, you run out of money, so you can only go once a year. We're just preparing to go now for next month, 28th of next month.
Can you remember where did the family all stay on that first holiday? Would you be in a boarding house or were you friends?
Mona Hotel.
Goodness.
And there's the bill there.
That's one of them. Mm. That's for 4th of September. That's for two. That's for motorbike racing, that one. That's 1975. That's a lot promenade, Mona. One for Seabank there, that's 87. Then Rydal Mount, which we stopped since Dorothy and Leo sold the hotel. We moved to the Rydal Mount, which is just further down, which we've been with ever since.
So the Mona was your first one, and it became a family favourite, didn't it?
We used to go there quite every holiday then, every week, every year.
The Mona, we started off and we stuck right to it, you know, and I still go and see them. When I go back to Isle of Man now, they live on Braille, just a little cul-de-sac off Braille. There's Leon
and
Dorothy.
Can you remember what it was like, the Mona, when you first started there? What was the hotel like and what was life there?
Family hotel.
Yeah.
No lift, you know, you had four lots of stairs to go up, but it was nice, comfortable, really, really nice, comfortable, nice snap and nice people.
So
no
would
problem.
It be, you know, the comforts of home, like?
Yeah, every bit, every bit. Kids have no problem with her at all.
Two kids.
No problem whatsoever.
Sometimes.
Used to get the eldest lad on a beer crate,
pulling
lager for customers behind the bar. They were lovely, weren't it?
Yeah, right.
As I said, then when Dorothy and Leo sold it, some idiots moved in, and then we moved out to the Rydal, which were just further down, which we just used to turn up at Dorothy's. We never used to book. Well, we did book sort of preliminary, but she knew we were going every year, so we didn't go to all the preliminary of doing it. And then one year we turned up, and they give us the bad news that they sold it, and the people that was taking it wasn't right. They were pools winners from Barnsley, you know, in this area, and they made a right mess of it. So I rung Dorothy up, or Jacqueline did, and she put us in touch with Rydal Mount, and we've been going there ever since, you know, Rydal Mount, which is a similar, but not as homely as the Mona was. Yeah. You know, really nice for Mona.
They used to let us go down into the kitchen, didn't they? We used to
have parties.
A really long table in this kitchen, really long table, didn't she?
Well,
we used to sit there and have breakfast.
Leo were a German, and on TT week, there were just two of us, me and my friend, which go on, and they used to have a load of Germans come across. And of course, they used to bring all the sausage and salamis and everything. And we used to finish up, bar never shut really, but we used to finish up down in the cellar till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, eating all the German sausage and God knows what. No, it's fantastic, really nice. As years have gone by, it's altered, but the island hasn't altered. You know what I mean? It's still magic. It's still got its same character. It's missing a little bit of the old worldy, I must admit, but not a lot. When you get there, you just get off that boat and it's a slowed down way of life, isn't it? Really, really slow. It's lovely. I mean, like you just talked about where you live now, Peel. We spend more time in Peel than we do in Douglas. Mm. We spend more time in Ramsey and Peel than we do in Douglas. We always set sail up the coast road. We have an hour in. We won't be doing it this year because we're on the motorbikes, you see, so we won't have a drink like. But we used to get to Ramsey, have a couple of drinks in Ramsey at dinner time, a bit of dinner. Then on the way back, we always call it White House at Peel, which we've been going a hell of a lot of years, you know. And it's a lovely island. We've met some smashing friends.
Sounds like you got to become good friends with the hotel proprietor at.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Leo.
Can you tell me about that? How did that happen? You know, did you?
We just went on the annual holiday, and it made us that welcome. It was unbelievable, and you know, when you've got young kids, you know, running about, but it never perturbed them at all. But basically, kids were well behaved. Mm. You know, they weren't lunatics, but at the same time, I mean, any kid can get sort of cheeky in this, that, and the other. But there were no problem at all.
No.
It just like your own, as though you were your own house, you know. And it was a lovely hotel.
You treat it as your own. She said, you know,
spotless.
You can go home now for
you know,
a
spotlessly
night.
Clean. Really, really fine. Really nice. You know, food, and really home. You just felt as though you were just putting your slippers on as you walked through the door. And as I say, you don't go back every year, do you? If you don't get satisfaction, where you go? But as I say, we went to Rydal Mount. That was a different sort of thing. It just wasn't. It hadn't got that only sort of touch. It was a bit bigger hotel, a little bit much bigger, but not bigger in the sense as how it would run. In the Rydal Mount, you didn't get the same atmosphere in the bar at night as you did
when you were in.
In the morning. You know, it was just, I don't know really, but.
My mum could go down in a dressing gown, you know, on a morning, couldn't she? And they'd serve her a breakfast in a dressing gown, you know, if she went very well, didn't they?
Yeah, so it was nice and lovely.
So you reckon it has to have a lot to do with the character of the man and the wife running,
yeah.
Who it is?
Yes, without a doubt.
Definitely.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, they was on the ball all the time, weren't they? Mm. It was Leo and.
Dorothy.
They were the owners. Dorothy did the budget, Leo didn't all, but like Leo used to sort of, when it would come to 11:30, Dorothy would disappear, you see, to bed because she was up first for the breakfast, and Leo would stop behind the bar till everybody had finished. Then we used to go down the cellar then, scoffing, you know, whatever, on the TT week. But I mean, as I say, I've been as many as three times a year.
What was their surname, do you remember?
Walters.
Dorothy, Leo Walters. Leo Walters and Dorothy Walters.
They still live there now.
That's that one there.
They live on Brayhill.
And they still live on Brayhill, just a cul-de-sac of Brayhill. If you go up Brayhill and then turn left as you're going down Brayhill, you know, to the bottom, it's halfway down Brayhill, just before the, I believe it was a post office. There's a corner shop just before you
go
into the bottom of Brayhill, and they just live in a cul-de-sac. And if you want to, look, there's a palm tree in the front garden. It's the only palm tree in the front garden of the bungalow.
And it's Walter, spelt the German way, W-L-L.
Yeah, well, it was German.
Yeah, it was German, Walter. Did you ever go in, what do you call that mate, well, friend of mine, Jürgens? You ever go in Jürgens?
I think
so. Yes. Did you go in when it was on the Strand?
I'm a bit too young, I think, to have gone.
Yeah, well, it moved quite a few years since up onto Queen's. What is it, Queen's?
Queen Promenade.
Right away up. Is it still there, Jürgen?
Yes, it is.
No. Well, I only went in there once.
It just started, didn't it?
Well, Jürgen used to come. When it finished at restaurant, he used to come round to Leo Walters, because they were both Germans, you know, and we used to have a right chinwag at bar there, me, Roy, and even before Roy, wouldn't it? I was going before Roy, wouldn't I?
Oh, yeah.
So what would the atmosphere in the hotel be like in TT week, you know?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Everybody was sort of in the same... But, I mean, there was quite a few people that was not TT in our age, you know, and they're still mixed in. You know, it was good. It was right good atmosphere.
And was it a good place for the family?
Mm, yeah.
Well, that hotel was, yeah.
My son did German at school, so it was all right for him. I mean, he could, you know.
It was nice and all, you know. You don't need to walk straight across, and there were some lovely beaches, and we did really got for some really nice weather. Both annual holidays we went on, we got for some lovely weather, didn't we? Mm. Unfortunately, rather, but can't say that now, can you? We've had some wet ones on TT, I'll tell you, and especially at Manx. God.
So would you drive up all the way with your bike and have it on the boat, park it outside? Would that be the deal? Mm. Would you have it on a trailer?
No, it's the first time we've been on bikes. We're going on bikes this year. This is the first time we've been on bikes. We all like the comfort car. You know, we love motorbikes, but we've always had comfort car because there's just two of us and we just sling everything in the back of the car. And we virtually live in that car for a week. You know what I mean? We just take what we want up to bedroom to get changed for next morning.
But I've got stopped to it now, you see. It's got a bike now, so it can go and buy. And your tea, going
cold. So would you always have had a car on your holiday when most of your life, or would that have been in the last few years, the car?
Always.
We've always had a car.
Mm-hmm. We had a little Volkswagen, didn't we? First
time we went to Ireland, we hired a car, didn't we? Mm-hmm.
Well,
we've hired quite a few cars because we've flown once or twice, you see, which would be more convenient. And I had a car from Central Garages. I don't know if it's still there or not now. Central Garages on East on the Top Road there. We hired cars from there.
So what would be the first thing you'd like to do when you get to the Isle of Man? You know, what would be the thing, oh, we really want to do this, you know, to renew our friendship with the Isle of Man?
Go visit Dorothy.
Well, that's one thing, and I just love to get to Port Corner just to unwind for half an hour, an hour, you know. It's lovely, it's a peaceful place. Apart from that, I just love it. It's a different way of life, isn't it? It's a slowed down version of life. I mean, we just live a rat race here. We just, you know, I mean, you're up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're off to work, you come back from work and it's just racing about all the time, you know. It's there, you don't see nobody racing about, do you? Even when they're working, you don't see them racing about, do you? Now, I've met a hell of a lot of people, and, you know, people that's gone across, you know, to work, and they've been quite happy, you know, just steady away.
And most people that go to the Mona still go, you know, they will go off to ride on that. From when we first started, you still meet up with them, don't you, sometimes? Jack,
yeah. Jack from Crewe. Jack and Roger from Crewe.
So, you know, see, see them.
I see a lot of people. See a lot of people there that you don't know the names, sort of thing. But you just know them by. I mean, there's still a hell of a lot of Germans that I never even know the name. You know, but every time we see each other in the same pubs that we go in, you know, you say, oh, you know, and a lot of people that you don't even know the names, but you go the same weeks every year, then you just get used to the faces, don't you?
So, like, is that a good, friendly atmosphere?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely.
And when you had all the family over in that big party you were talking about, was that just after you were married, or was that later on, when you had grandmother and...
No, well, my mum and me and Tom and David and my sister and her husband and her little boy, we all went there. And that was that.
When was that?
That was in 1972. About 1970, 71, 72. I know kids were only little.
And you'd all be at the Mona?
All at the Mona. Mm. We all stayed at the Mona, yeah.
We didn't change from Mona till they sold it, and that'd be well into 80s, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So would you all have had, like, a whole corridor being just you guys and all the family, or did you have, like, several rooms?
No, we had different rooms, yeah. We all had our own, you know, own room. My sister had her room. My mum had hers and me.
We'd like three rooms, you know, three biggish rooms. Well, a little single room for Nana, and they had a room and we had a room. Right.
Can you remember what it was like in inside? And
yeah. Yeah,
can
see, still see
he still sees them. Well, up to a few years ago, he did.
What were the rooms and stuff that you had?
Big rooms.
Very basic, wardrobe, you know. Wardrobes. Very basic, but spotlessly clean. Mm. You know, really, really basic, really. You know what I mean?
Well,
it was still basic.
Yeah, but I mean, everything was basic then, wasn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
so, that's what I mean.
Suites or anything like that. Toilet were on corridor.
But as I say, the hotels on Douglas Front, I mean, you smack on a promenade. We have our room there. We book the same room every year, overlooking the sea on the first floor. We don't like climbing all them steps. And it was the same in Mona. They're very, very basic rooms, but they're spotlessly clean.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't manage for a week or a fortnight in a basic, clean room, it's a bad job, isn't it? You know, old furniture, which they all do, don't they? Basically, the majority of the hotels on Douglas Front are like sort of boarding houses, aren't they, really? They're just glorified boarding houses because they're on the front. I mean, you get far. I mean, we stopped one year. We couldn't, for some reason, I didn't book till late, and me and Albert Short went, and we stopped just where Jürgen's restaurant is now. We stopped in the street before that, and that was a guest house. And let me show you. I don't remember the name. Highfield, I think it was called. Highfield or something. Anyway. It was straight up that street, a busy part, but it was right up. It was on a hill like that, off the front, and there were some lovely guest houses. There were quite a few with bars in, but this one we was in hadn't got a bar in. But the people next door and the next door, they made you quite welcome to go in and use their bar at night. And that were really up class to the hotel that was on the front. You know, all the decor was absolutely beautiful. You know, all the wallpaper hung properly and painted out beautiful. It was far better than the hotels that were on the front. And that was a guest house. That was without a bar. And about, I would say, about £2. I mean, you can't grumble even now. I mean, last year we paid £23 a night, bed and breakfast. You've got your own room 24 hours a day. For £23 on the front in Douglas. I mean, there's nobody can grumble at that, can there?
What was the one you were just telling me about on the hill? What was that like? Was it more expensive than...
No, cheaper. That was only a guest house against a hotel. But the decor in the guest house were much, much better, you know, than the hotel on the front.
I wonder why.
Well, because it's much smaller, I suppose. Well, I don't know. It's a no bar, which that's a big feature for people going across. In them days, pubs used to close at 10, which were that a hell of a feature, wasn't it, that? You know, at 10 o'clock and at 9:45, bang, in Isle of Man, quarter to ten's quarter to ten. You can have 10 pints if you can drink them before 10 o'clock, but at 10 o'clock, get out.
Did that used to really annoy the lads?
Well, it did. I mean, that's why everybody went in hotels. Because by the time you finish a day's racing, I mean, you can't be doing that on motorbikes. It's bad news completely. It's bad news in a car, isn't it? But like, by the time you get finished racing, then all your activities on the front, you know, at race week, especially TT week, you know, then you've got your dinner, tell me dinner settled sort of thing, you just go for a drink, the next thing, there's somebody braying hell out of a bell, and it's not so bad now to what it used to be, but when they used to break bell in Isle of Man at one time, that were it. You could have as much beer as you want, but that beer would took off you.
I didn't know that, so that's why they used to the pubs in their bars in the hotel.
Yeah.
It was popular.
Mm.
So you could drink later. Yeah, you could drink whenever you wanted.
Did you have to be living in the hotel?
Oh yes. Mm. Oh yes, you got to. If you wanted, like we know a lot of people, but we couldn't just walk back with them. We got to give previous notice, saying Mrs. Walters or the. I'm trying to think of Rydal Mounts. Chris, you know, a couple of friends be coming back, Chris, tonight. Is that all right? Oh, yes, no problem, as long as I know. And then that were all right. But you just couldn't walk back from the pub and bring your friends back into the bar. No way, no.
I didn't know that.
No. Oh, yeah. Mm.
So would you have, like, a favourite place to visit, you know, for the drinking haunts, your favourite pubs and your favourite hotels, anywhere particular?
Well, we also used to use Waterloo on Strand, which we knew the landlord really well, Dick Turpin, they call him. That's it, and he was born in York. Remember, it's still up, it's Waterloo, on the Strand. And Dick Turpin, he was racing mad and all. He had old pictures of horses all round the pub. I think there's still some up that belong to Dick that they sold at Brewery. When he come out, and he's died now as Dick. They say ironical that Dick Turpin, he was born in York and he loved racing, and he loved a Toby jugs. Remember that Toby jugs all around the pub.
Yeah.
And that were a pub. I mean, in them days, Isle of Man was busy, really busy. You go up Strand, and the door would be closed, Waterloo pub. We come in 8 years, door closed. Then the door would open, talk come out.
Talk go in.
Then next thing, if ever this door's closed, walk round the back. So you just walk round the back and go in. You know, regular customers. They used to close it, when you had enough in the pub, just close the front door. Nobody else could go in. Then as two or three or four went out, it'd let three or four in. And that's how busy the Isle of Man was in them days.
Would you ever drink at the Crescent at all? By the, it's that modern one.
Yeah, Crescent, right at the top. We have had a few drinks in there, yeah. But it wasn't our cup of tea, like we used to, you know, we used to tour up and down looking at bikes and God knows what, then we all used to finish up in Waterloo. Then when Dick come out, he died not long after he come out, did Dick? We went round the refurb, the British, on the, wharf, do you call it?
On the quay,
yeah. The refurb is British, and the first year they refurbed that, it was a lovely drink, beer. You know, they got the beer for once in a lot of years. They got the beer something right. And my friend Roy says, this beer's really, it's just getting right. He says, for Christ's sake, he says, don't tell them. He says, they'll make a bollocks of it. And another favourite pub we used to use was Stanley in Ramsey, right on Quayside. And old Austin used to have that. He must have been going on 80, Austin, and his wife and his wife's sister. They were all right old people, right? And they come out of that, and then the brewery did it up and made a right mess of that. You know, they're spoiling the local pub.
So when you say you were going around with lads, would that be... your mates from back home, or people you meet on the island?
What we met there. The only two of us used to go. But well, one year there was...
A load of them went.
Well, one year there were about 8 of us went, you know, all lads from here, and we had a fantastic time. Like, they all loved it.
Absolutely, well, that's really loved it.
Hmm?
Were it Dorothy's then when you went with all that lot?
Not Rydal Mount.
Rydal Mount, right.
Yeah, after Dorothy come out.
Where would you stay when you went with the big lad, the gang of lads then?
Rydal Mount.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all stopped at Rydal Mount there. Yeah.
So that was, so your favourite was the Mona?
Oh yeah.
Rydal Mount was, yeah. What was it about the Mona that you really made it a place that you liked the most?
It was the people, the landlord, the hotel and his wife. You know, it was just, you just felt really, really, as though you were just walking into your own house. You know, and no problem with it, whatsoever. It was just nice. Matter how many of they were, you know, all I got to say was, Leo, I'm bringing a couple of friends back that we've met on the island, sort of thing. We've been racing with them, no problem whatsoever. And
they'd go down and have a meal, you know, downstairs with us. Wouldn't that? Mm-hmm. All his friends would take them downstairs into the kitchen.
And then till
down
at least two nights a week in the week we'd go to a casino. Me friend and Leo. Oh, Bob went with us two or three years, didn't he? There were three of us went for two or three years. We'd go up to a casino, you have to bar shut, you know, when everybody had the share, like we'd just he'd get a tie on with Leo, you know, and off up to the casino till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
And he liked to gamble, didn't he?
Then he'd go straight down and start up breakfast with Dorothy. Oh, they're hard-working people.
How did he do it?
Oh, they were hard-working people, but they're really, really good, really nice, fantastic.
They had to pack. They had to finish, didn't they? Because she was ill, wasn't she?
No. They got.
She was.
I mean, they were both. They were all spring chickens, and they got a fantastic offer.
Mm.
You know, at that time, in that era, they were taking a lot of selling. It was a motel up front. They were big, spacious places, and they wanted a lot doing to them, you know, and they were taking a lot of selling, and the gift horse come, the pools winners from Barnsley, and they come, and I just can't think of the name, but they come, they changed it from the Mona to the Brighton Bell. I think it's now the Brighton Bell, if they haven't changed it again, and they changed the name. These pools winners changed the name from the Mona when they took it to the Brighton Bell. And I went with my youngest son on a motorbike. I've been on a motorbike two or three times, haven't I? Just two of us. It was only that high, it was our jaunty. And we stopped there, and it was horrible. You know, come back to the Mona that we knew and went in. Oh, it was absolutely horrible. And that's when I went to see Dorothy, you know, she'd come out, you see, I went to see Dorothy, and then she put me in touch with Chris.
Why was it horrible? What did they do? Or what was it?
Oh, they're just different type of people, they're just different routine, they're just ignorant. Well, not, you know what I mean? It was just a formal, it just lost all its character. It had just gone.
So they had, did they have a strict rules and stuff like that, or was it just like uptight?
No, there's no time for anybody, whatsoever, you know. You went into the bar, you got a drink, and that was it. You know, you got served, where the other couple just spent time chatting. It's a family hotel, you know, really, a big one, I mean, 24 rooms. It isn't a small hotel, is it, 24 rooms?
Yeah.
And but these people, they just lost it. I think they just thought that they were just going to come in and make £1 million out of it, like in a couple of years. But it didn't last long. I think they finished up when, I don't know, bankrupt or what was I say. I've only been in twice, you know, since Dorothy came out. That's once when me and my son stopped. We only stopped for two nights, didn't we? We went to Rydal Mount for third night. That's when I went to see Dorothy. I said, what's happened to that hotel? And the hands are tied, they'd sold, like, they've got out nicely. You know, they got the asking price for it, and they got out really lucky.
So the Rydal Mount changed hands as well?
Pardon?
The Rydal Mount?
No, that's still Chris. Chris still got that.
So were you ever tempted to, like, stay at sort of one of the, you know, I don't know, say the, well, it's now the Stakis, what was the Palace, or the other sort of...
No,
the
because
big hotels or the Villiers when it was going.
I would like to do. Oh,
we did stay at Villiers.
We stopped at.
Once we stayed at Villiers.
Villiers.
Oh, we'd. It's down now. We had a smashing week at Jim Griffiths' pub, hotel, right, big hotel, just further up, just before Villiers, on the end of the Villiers. What do they call the hotel? Jim Griffiths had it. Me.
It wasn't the Claremont, was it?
No.
Claremont.
No. Stopped at Claremont. Well, this was right on the corner. It had a cabaret upstairs, and a big bar downstairs with a turn on, but it was a private hotel. Jim Griffiths had it. Jim Griffiths, they called him.
We can look him up in the old guides.
Mm. Mm.
What was that?
That was good. That was good. That was a big hotel with that, right on the corner. Just before, on the same block as the Villiers. The Villiers were right on the corner.
Not the Grand.
No. Villiers were right on the corner at that end. Yeah, and just come, and that was right on the corner. In the side street is where the bar, opposite the post office.
Yes.
The post office, yeah. That was straight across the street. You went straight into the bar of the hotel, the bar for non-residents. Yeah. Jim goes, oh, the corner of the hotel. Oh, we had a fantastic week there. God, we never went to bed.
What sort of things would you be up to? What are you enjoying yourself there?
Oh, it would. You say that there was like Monday, Wednesday and Friday racing. Then the other 2 days, plus like at night time after racing, and it was, you just go out for a few beers sort of thing, but they're all at a really good cabaret upstairs. You know, the bar downstairs were nice, a good turn, you know, laughing and joking, a bit of a turn. And then upstairs, midnight, there was a really good cabaret on every night in that particular year. Falcon.
So was the Isle of Man normally good for nightlife, or did you find it could sometimes be a
Well,
bit
we never bothered a lot, but I'll tell you what, when we went with kids, we found the, up that back, like a club, a pub, wasn't it? Bowling Green. That was really, its heyday, that was really good for family entertainment. Yeah. Really, really good.
You used to have turns on there.
Yeah.
You used to get up and sing yourselves, you know.
Yeah, Bowling Green, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. That were good.
We once went there and there were a load of Scotch people in. Oh, and they were singing Delilah. Oh my God. Frightened us to death, they did.
So, would you come, you say you wouldn't like come in Scotch Week or anything like that? You'd take
Not it. Again, no. No. That was just a general holiday, you know, with the Scotch Week. But. No, I don't go so much now, but it's just Isle of Man Tumble.
So what was your favourite time of year to come? I mean, if in terms of, would it always a June, the TT?
What? Come again?
What were your favourite time of year?
Oh, I prefer TT, because you've that little bit better weather. We've had some good weather in September sort of thing, but you know, June was much better for weather, and... You got better racing. Well, not better racing, because you can't get any better racing. You just get more stars off circuits in June than you do. I mean, we're nearly all privateers sort of thing in September, where you get a lot of sponsors, don't you, in June, like.
Did you ever have to sort of, you know, just turn up and stay in a place that turned out to be absolutely awful, and you sort of went, bloody hell, this is a terrible hotel, I'm leaving? Or any horrible surprises?
No, because we've all sort of booked, before then. As I say, for years I never booked with Dorothy, and because they knew I booked from year before. You know, I didn't even have to leave a deposit and nothing.
Yeah, an annual thing from year to year. You know, understanding that if you went the other
way. You must have met some characters though.
Oh, well, I have. Some gypsies from Carlisle driving. Dry ball jack.
Oh, yeah.
Falcon. That bloody hotel we stopped in that year. I'm a big gypsy there from Carlisle. By God, he was a massive man. Mm-hmm. Just lift. The big Bob, Jacqueline knows him, a friend of mine. He'd be a good 13, 14 stone. And he used to have a big belt on this gypsy. And that was his party piece. He'd take his belt off and you'd put it on. You turn it back to him and he'd get his arm like that on the belt. You'd strap your belt round you and he'd lift you straight up over his head. Honest to God's truth. mean, how big them hunter? He lifted me above his head, just like that. I was towering over his head, like, you know, my backside was like sort of thing inside of his head. We were a big, massive man. And we saw him up to about 6-7 years back, me and Roy saw him, but he'd gone half mellowed, you know, he'd got older and older.
Shrunk.
Yeah. And you must have had some good laughs. I mean, can you remember any particular funny moments from the holidays over the years? Oh. Things that you'd be rolling in the aisles, what people were up to?
Oh, I really had some nice times at Henneman. Gorgeous. See, like, we used to just set sail in the morning, have his breakfast, then we've toured Ireland twice in a day. You know, I never got fed up. You know, you go to different spots. That must have been on nearly every sod of grass on Ireland, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've watched racing from about every point you can watch it from. Didn't rain.
You're not
kidding. Seen snow and all. Oh, nearly enough snow.
Must be a good spirit among the TT supporters. Keeps it.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. And the best about it, as I say, we aren't ones for going chasing nightlife as such out, but it's the aspect of you don't see no trouble. You know what I mean? Very, very little trouble. And what trouble there is, it's soon closed. It's soon.
Do they still have the cat and nine tails?
Don't think they use it.
No. There's still a lot, but they don't use it, do they? They don't use it for years, like, have they? But,
so would you go down the casino, you know, with the Walters sometimes?
With Leo, not Dorothy.
With Leo.
Mm. Just Leo and...
On his friends.
Right. Just me, Roy. Well, four of us, like, you just go down to the casino. Like, we didn't gamble. We just would have a few pounds on fruit machines, but he would have bugger fuck.
Like,
you know, tables, like, sort of thing.
Was that something you did have at home, or was there nothing like that? Was it unique to the Isle of Man, like a casino?
Oh, the casino was there, but it never bothered us, casinos, you know. We're not
gamblers.
It never bothered any of us. Like, it was just nice to see, yeah. You know. I mean, we never used to go to casinos here.
What else did you used to enjoy that was, like, different from life at home, you know, when you were over? Things that was, you know, you'd say, oh, this is a lovely change.
Sit and relax, isn't it?
Just park the car up and just set sail and just walk to wherever you want, you know, and wherever you go, there's something nice, isn't there? You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, that Port Corneille, I think we parked car on the ford just as we go down to Port Corneille once, and we walk right away down to Port Corneille, and that's a hell of a walk.
Mm.
You know, through woods and...
But he had to go in the car for me to go back.
But it's.
Were you ever tempted to, like, go self catering, or did you not fancy it?
Oh, no. Not in Ireland, man. It ain't far enough away to do that. You can just get on a plane.
We've often thought about it going. It's one spot, not Glenmay. It's just a gent off of Glen. There's some self catering. Like bungalows, right in a glen, and there was like a stream running right away through it, and we were once contemplating doing that, because all we used hotel for, and we were always up that end of Ireland anyway, you know, we used to go into Douglas, then set sail, we finish up on North Island, you know, Ramsey and all around there, and thought, well, why the hell don't we come up here? You know, anyway, we never tried it. We were just so convenient to. Get off the boat in Douglas and park the car up, dump everything in a hotel and then just use it as a base.
And would you enjoy, I mean, was it having not to cook that you enjoyed, or was it the companionship more? And that
well, we used to have his breakfast and just eat out, you know.
Would that have changed over the years that you were coming, like eating out rather than eating in? Can you remember that changing in the hotel?
No, because we only ate in once, didn't we?
No. Well,
on family holidays, we had evening meal.
We used to have full board
family
holidays.
TT week and Grand Prix week, they don't have evening meal. You know, they just do bread and breakfast.
When ratings are on, they don't, do they?
It was too much of a painted backside. They went racing around it, got cancelled and put back and put back. So they finished up just doing bed and breakfast on the TT week and Manx Grand Prix week.
But that would suit you because you could...
No, it would suit us down to the ground because it was that much of a painted backside. If racing were just put back an hour, then everybody's setting off to get back to the hotels for the dinner sort of thing. It was just too much messing about. So it sort of was down to the ground that. You just have get what you can when you can.
Junk food. That's what
we call
it. Junk food.
Yeah, we're going to have a meal here. We all finish up having a beef burger or something on stand at 11 o'clock. Hope we can get.
No. You must have had a lot of really good times, Dave.
Oh, fantastic. Really good.
Oh, it's really kind of you to have, remembered a few with me. I really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
No problem.